Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's always great to check in with Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me this morning.
Sydney, again, thanks so much for the St. Patrick's Day recipe of the week. We certainly enjoyed the recipe that, of course, you can still access on our social media and website, mystraffordnow.com. But, oh, my goodness, it was so cute seeing one of your cats all dressed up for St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, we, like I mentioned last week, we had a little mini St. Patrick's Day photo shoot. There was only minimal chasing for me to get that St. Patrick's Day necklace on her. So I hope everyone out there enjoyed those pictures.
And which cat was that featured?
That was my cat, Cinder.
Cinder. Oh, there you go. You can check all the photos, of course, on our social media. But we have another recipe of the week for us this week.
Yes, so March is not only Nutrition Month. If you've been on our Facebook page recently, you've probably noticed we've been posting about Nutrition Month. But it's also Brain Health Awareness Month. And one nutrient that's really important for brain health is called omega-3 fats. You can find omega-3 fats in foods like walnuts, which is exactly what today's recipe highlights. So this week's recipe is called pumpkin walnut granola.
Okay, lots to think about with Brain Health Awareness Month. And take it away, Sydney.
Yeah, so this recipe is super simple. First, you're going to combine some canola oil, a bit of maple syrup, half a cup of canned pumpkin puree in a small bowl, and then stir that together to combine. Then in a separate bowl, you're going to add about 3 cups of quick cooking oats, some shredded coconut, some raisins, pumpkin seeds, half a cup of walnuts, a dash of salt, some cinnamon, nutmeg, and ground cloves. Stirring that until it's combined. Pour your pumpkin mixture over your dry ingredients and mix that all together. Then you're going to spread your granola mixture in an even layer on a parchment paper lined baking sheet and bake that in the oven for about 35 minutes at 375 degrees. You're going to remove it from the oven, let it cool, and then you can top your yogurt or oatmeal with this delicious homemade granola that not only is lower in sugar than many of the store-bought brands, but it's also a really great source of those omega-3s, which help to keep our brain happy.
Perfect. It's pumpkin walnut granola, and we'll have that recipe of the week. And they're always quick and easy recipes to make. We'll have it available for you on our social media and with mystraffordnow.com. And as you talk about, Sydney, it's Brain Health Awareness Month. It's also Nutrition Month. This is a great recipe of the week for that. Anything else you want to touch on or spotlight concerning Brain Health Awareness or Nutrition Month?
When we think about nutrition and dietitians, you know, we might not often think about brain health, but the truth is that, you know, as dietitians, we can really help when it comes to, you know, different aspects of brain health. So, you know, maybe if you have ADHD and you're struggling with, you know, getting enough nutrition, or, you know, maybe if you're just interested in knowing what nutrients might be helpful for your brain health in the long term, that's certainly something that we can, you know, help you with. And there's even more information on posts on our Facebook page about brain health, which is Your Loblaw Dietitians of Southwestern Ontario.
Yeah, it's a great Facebook page. Lots of information there. And there's brain food recipes, including salmon sushi bowl. There you go, Sydney.
Yes, absolutely. And that's a really tasty one. So, man, you check it out.
And, of course, we'll have our recipe of the week, pumpkin walnut granola. And you'll find it, of course, on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with mystraffordnow.com. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs. Plans for the weekend, Sydney? I know we got kind of sloppy weather, freezing rain, windy conditions through the weekend. Any other plans?
You know what? I know we're in for some not-so-nice weather this weekend, Jamie. So I think I might curl up and read a book with the cats. I think that's my plan this weekend.
There you go. Exercising the brain. There you go. Sydney Brennan, your dietitian at Zehrs, with our recipe of the week. Thanks so much, Sydney.
Thanks so much, Jamie. I hope that everybody stays dry this weekend.